from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I saw a show, it's run, outside the Hall of Fame on Thursday before the game. I shouted, and he turned and waved at me.
Is that good, my boy Ron?
There you go. Of course. I saw Clint walk right past me on Saturday by the Hall of Fame store and was like, what up, Clint? Man, Smooth ignored me. I can't believe he did that on purpose. He must didn't hear you.
I mean, you over there, Clint. You making that up. You're over there smearing my name, man.
I'm not smearing your name. That's what it is.
I ain't walked by nobody that I don't like.
If
I walked by somebody and didn't acknowledge it because I didn't hear it, I assure you that. I ain't never walked. I mean, look, there's some folks that I don't even care to ever see again, and I walk by them. If they say, what's up, I mean, I got to acknowledge. I ain't got that in me. So, I mean, I apologize.
And you were wearing a red shirt.
I had an Andre shirt on. I had the Texans. I had that clean-ass Texans shirt that Hannah and Cal gave me. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm not denying that it happened. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just telling you that I didn't hear you, or I would have acknowledged absolutely 100%. So I apologize that I didn't hear the shout out.
Yeah,
I appreciate the effort though.
You must have been walking around like that waitress we had who couldn't hear a damn thing you said.
Oh yeah, well no, I mean I thought it was me until the other two waitresses were like, yeah, they heard it plain as day.
I wish you could have heard Clint.
It was unbelievable, man. I ain't never seen anything like it.
Clint.
She had me believing it was me until we left. I was like.
And I was in there. I could hear. I was trying. I guess relaying everything, trying to relay it all. I said, "What wine would you use? Would you pair with these oysters?" What did she say?
I don't know. She heard a completely different question. She started answering like I know when I walked out, there was several of them. There was two or three waitresses standing there, and she was one of them. I said, "Hey, appreciate your help." And I said, "Hey, where's the restroom at?" And she goes, "Oh, we own three other restaurants." And I said, and I looked at the other girl. The other girl had this real weird look on her face. And she goes, "What did she just say?" I said, "I don't know. I just want to know where the restroom is." And she goes, "Oh, I thought you said restaurant." I said, "Boy, so it wasn't me the whole time." I mean, that happened five times.
Oh, it happened probably five or six times. She just missed something. You completely said.
I had never heard we were in an oyster bar, and I was Jones and four. I wanted a nice, crisp, white. I wanted a wine.
Yes.
Right? I wanted something chilled. I wanted to sit on the patio. We found a great patio. Took a little bit of a gamble with the oyster bar in Cleveland, kind of in the flats. Didn't really know what you're getting into there. Could make for a rough night. But it ended up being absolutely beautiful. On the water.
Yes.
A great table. And I just wanted a little wine. I'd never heard anybody say, well, when you're eating oysters, you know, this is the kind of wine. But I assumed that she'd had that question before, right? Because she works there.
I think she had the answer.
Just she had it once we got there.
Once you got there.
Once you once you once you interpreted
what kind of wine.
Once you interpreted the commentary, it worked out fine.
I think you said a Chardonnay, and she said something like. She said something that was crazy. Man.
It was about four straight questions about the menu that I started out with
that menu at her.
For a second. Well, I mean, she's a cute little girl, nice she could be, and I was trying to be respectful, but I was finally like, damn, I mean, am I mumbling or what? The first question
I
that got
I thought maybe it was the water behind you, since she was closest to the water.
I think Figgy was right. I think she was hitting that. I think she's hitting that doobie in that building.
Oh, I believe she was walking back there hitting something. She was moving way too slow motion.
The first question that really got her. My question when I go to restaurants is always, no matter where you're at,
what's your most popular
item? What's your most popular item? Whether it's the appetizer or entree, what's your most popular?
She did not think you said appetizer.
No, she had. I don't think she thought I said popular. I was like, oh, this is going to be a long evening. But we got it all. It was a great evening. It ended up being a great evening.
You know what happened that same night?
What's that?
Because we was watching it. Kikuchi went off.
Who did?
Kikuchi went off. You say Kikuchi. Hey, then, yeah. hey, listen.
That new Kikuchi in H-Town was good, wasn't it, y'all?
I wish.
Hey, Tyler, I bet that new Kikuchi had you smiling, boy.
Oh, that new Kikuchi had me smiling, excited.
I wish I could have watched you, because when Kikuchi first started in the first inning and he gives up a two-run bomb, I bet people, oh, hell. I know. We had gotten back to the place, Clint. Texas.
Oh, hell. Pendergast was right. In the last eight outings.
I got a text from my brother and my dad after the first inning. Oh, hell.
We had just pulled up. Clint said Kikuchi and gave up a two-run bomb already.
Hey, think Astro Granny hit me up. As soon as I walked back in the hotel room, I looked at my phone. I had two texts from Mom.
I hate to tell you.
She said, I hope Kikuchi sure has a night. And then she said, oh, hell, double. Damn it, a home run. That was the text messages from her.
Yeah, it was a double homer right off the bat. I mean it. But then he struck out a left. We saw it all. We saw his swing and miss ability. You saw in that first inning where he gets himself in trouble, where he misses things. But Dana Brown had a good night. Dana Brown needed, and the Astros and Kikuchi. But Dana Brown, of all people, needed that to come through.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.